the main points. A university student in Douala has created a healing balm and a mouthwash from natural herbs. Sons and daughters of Awing in the Santa subdivision of the Northwest region in the West have been urged to promote peace, unity, and living together in their host communities by the ruler of Awing during a visit to Bafusam. The number of younger persons in the Central region who have created TikTok accounts claiming to be traditional doctors is on the steady rise. Most of these TikTok traditional doctors claim to cure certain diseases, and their patients are mostly university students and people who can afford to go to the hospital. Lekiatu Jetrud Asongazi of CRTV Center talked to some individuals in Yaoundé and compiled the following report.
This herb is called Kondengi. It's an antidote for back pain.
Maria is just one amongst the hundreds of youngsters in the Central region who are posting and indicating that they are experts in natural medicine using TikTok and other social media platforms, proposing tips to help patients who can afford to go to the hospital. Many of their clients are youngsters, particularly university students, like Adeline, single mother of one, who claims to have been a beneficiary to these their products.
I was suffering from vaginosis and I used the tip that a TikTok influencer advised me to use that cost less than 500 francs in the market. I tried it and I was relieved.
It is the same scenario for the main foe. Vincent, I have also attested that he had been suffering from toothache for a while, but was able to get relief from the advice of a TikTok content creator resident in Yaoundé.
You can have toothache like was my case, and by using health tips on TikTok, you get well.
However, there are sometimes doubts on the reliability of these healing methods, given that everyone these days in the Central region claims to be able to give patients health tips. The million-dollar question remains how reliable and authentic these TikTok traditional doctors could be. There is need for individuals to do research and go to the right places for health tips. If at all, they must remain healthy. Lekiate Getrud Asongazi, Regional News Center.
The Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malachi, says the government will ensure the health care of a 32-year-old mother and her quadruplet in the far north region. He was speaking yesterday during a visit to the Marwa Regional Hospital. As you tell us, Amos Enonyaked Agbo.
The heavy downpour this Thursday afternoon did not stop the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malachi, as he arrived at the Marwa Regional Hospital to visit 32-year-old Mai Wong and her quadruplets. Mai Wong, who gave birth in the locality of Baduki, was referred to the Marwa Regional Hospital following instructions from the Public Health Minister. The babies are well taken care at the Marwa Regional Hospital, and the Minister of Public Health adds that the government will stop at nothing to ensure that all Cameroonians have access to proper health care. Marwa, Amos Enonyaked Agbo, CLTV News.
Still in health, a university student of the Douala University Institute of Technology has created a healing balm and a mouthwash from natural herbs. Gilen Yeba, whose dream is to market this product worldwide as a made in Cameroon brand, is also working on developing several non-toxic pharmaceutical and cosmetic products. We shall be having details of this report from the Littoral region during subsequent editions of the regional news. We are taking you back to the far north region, where a platform to help municipal authorities of the Marwa urban area implement effective decentralization and deter unnecessary conflicts, which always crop up in the execution of their initiatives in line with the decentralized territorial collectivities, has been set up in Marwa. The consortium Fruit of Care International Cameroon was set up during the signing of a partnership agreement among councils of the Marwa Urban Zone in the presence of the Senior Divisional Officer for Diamari, Jean-Marc Ekwa Mbarga, who underscored its importance in promoting unity among the mayors. Sylvester Atemken reports.
The partnership among the Marwa 1, 2, and 3 councils, alongside the City Council, officials of Mindeville, and championed by Care Cameroon and ADEPA, financed by the European Union, will help curb conflicts and enhance the autonomy of these local authorities in the management of their own affairs. Marf Wando, National Coordinator of ADEPA.
The platform between the Marwa City Councils and the three councils of Marwa concerns how they are going to collaborate and to make sure that, and they can also be supportive to the main actors of this project and for them to work towards the development of Marwa. And to do it, we need the involvement of council and how they can work together, being autonomous but having interactions among themselves.
The consortium, codenamed Marwa Vivet, according to the consultant of the platform, Professor Esso Elame, is not only to plant trees for a green city, but also to trigger a change of mentality among the municipal authorities, inclusive participatory and sustainable urban planning, in order to improve the governance of Marwa urban area by 2035. An initiative applauded by local authorities as a permanent consultation forum among their colleagues, assistants and workers. Dr. Sally Babani, Marwa City Mayor.
Signing this platform of collaboration is a great day for us because we will have in our hands what the head of state asked us to do in the law of decentralization. And for now, we have to look together in the same direction in order to give to our population the better condition of life.
Speaking during the signing ceremony, the senior divisional officer for Diamari, Jean-Marc Ekwa Mbarga, described the partnership as a tool to incorporate diversity as a criterion of inclusion and improve the implementation of the decentralization policy through the active participation of all stakeholders for the good of the population. Marwa, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
You are listening to the regional news over the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, the CRTV. Traditional rulers play a significant role in the unity and socio-cultural development of their people. The case of Northwest Fons is quite peculiar. Recently, the Fon of Awing in the Santa subdivision, Mezam division, paid a courtesy visit to his subjects residing in the West region under the Ndong Awing Cultural and Development Association, NACDA. But what could be the impact of such a visit? Our West Regional Correspondent, Isaac Ngongkum, attempts an answer in the following report from CRTV Western Bafusam.
From time immemorial, the populations of the Northwest region have always reserved a choice place for their traditional rulers, be it in their homeland or out of home. Moments shared in the company of the Fon are most cherished by all and sundry. Tradition was thus respected last weekend in Bafusam when the Fon of Awing, His Royal Majesty Fon Fozo II, visited his people resident in the West region. It was a moment of cultural bliss and communion with the representative of the gods and ancestors of the Awing land.
He brings us together because it's a very dynamic form. So each time his people are somewhere, he comes to galvanize and to make them continue the development and the culture of the people.
Naturally, traditional dance groups animated the visit to the delight of sons and daughters of the land and even visitors who for a long time were deprived of the privilege of connecting with their roots.
It's a privilege, it's a joy for you to cause development. Development is not only in the hands of the state. Individual can cause development. This is what the Awing people are basically doing. Development brings stability. Development brings peace. Development brings love among the people.
The visit of the traditional ruler has whipped up cultural patriotism for many Awing sons and daughters in Bafoussam, as is always the case with such visits. Isaac Ngonkum reporting for the regional news in Bafoussam.
We end in the East region, where the 2024 batch of firefighters who have undergone intensive training on firefighting techniques and other first aid notions at the Betwa 103 firefighting company has been declared apt and capable of handling emergency. Lieutenant Avum Lazare Bertin, commander of this unit, made the declaration while handing over end of course attestations to the firefighters in the Betwa town hall. Details with Jerome Belobo.
After 2 months of theory and practical learning, the over 245 firefighters trained at the 103rd Firefighting Company of Betwa were able to demonstrate skills acquired before their parents and guests during this attestation award ceremony.
I'm the young firefighter Ekawamburi Gabriela Ward. I'm very, very happy of have done this training. I hope that I will continue to do this all.
Apart from firefighting, these kids also had a chance to learn basic first aid skills.
The different modules we had for the children were fire outbreak management, first aid, and the ethics and behavior module for young firefighters. Today, we can say we attained our objectives.
Parents who took part in this attestation award ceremony in the premises of the 103rd Firefighting Company in Betwa say they are happy their children had useful holidays.
I'm happy for this training because the children have learned how to intervene in certain situations. So I can say that I'm very happy for what I've seen.
You know, we just want to have a child who can do something very important for the nation. And for us, we think that if they have that kind of training, it can be good for them, for our family, and for the nation.
Lieutenant Avum Lazare Bertin used the ceremony to ask parents to send their kids in his unit where they can acquire useful skills.
Bertwa, Jerome Belobo, CRTV.
To end the regional news once more, the main points. A university student in Douala has created a healing balm and a mouthwash for natural herbs. Sons and daughters of Awing in the Santa subdivision of the Northwest region in the West have been urged to promote peace, unity, and living together in their host communities by the ruler of Awing during a visit to Bafoussam. That ends the regional news produced and presented by Ngu Henry.